The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Gimal, tells a story where Rav Kahana became ill. The Gemara says the rabbi sent Rabbi Yeshua to go see the status of Rav Kahana. When Rabbi Yeshua got there, he saw that Rav Kahana indeed had passed away. Rav Kahana came back and did not want to express clearly, verbally, that Rav Kahana died. So he made kiri'ah, according to the halakha. He ripped his garments. However, he turned the garment around, so it will not be so visible. And when he came back, he was crying. Again, the crying also wasn't a giveaway necessarily, because the rabbis would assume that he's crying because Rav Kahana was sick. In any event, the rabbis saw the hint, and they asked. They said, "Oh, must be Rav Kahana passed away." So Rav Yeshua said, "I'm not saying anything. Somebody that's the bearer of bad news is considered a fool." So you see, he did it in a hint form. He was crying. He put the kiri'ah behind him so it's not noticed, so conspicuously. So the question is over here: what is the law? Is it permissible to tell people about the passing of somebody? So the halakha is brought down by Rabbi Pinhasi, and I quote it in his Chaim V'Chesed. He says, "Mishin iftar lo karov, va'afilu avivo imo." God forbid somebody passes away, even the mother or father. En chovah lehodi'o. There is no obligation to tell that child. Ve'azen ne'emar motzi dibahu kesil. On the contrary, on this it said, someone that's the bearer of bad news is a fool. V'chol od eno yodeya, and so long as he doesn't know, mutar lehazmino l'sa'udat irusin v'nesu'in o l'chol simcha acheret. Till he knows, he's able to partake in simachot and all sorts of functions. Mi'u'im sho'el, however, if he asks, en lechlo l'shaker v'lomar shu hai. You shouldn't lie to the person and say that he's alive. Shneimar medvar sheker tirhak. Obviously, you have to keep away from telling lies. But then he brings down v'yesh omrim shelebanim zecharim yesh lehodia kadesh yomru al neftar kadish. However, he says that when it comes to the boys, there is a mitzvah to tell them about the passing of a relative, of a father specifically, or a mother, in order that they would be able to say the Kaddish in order to elevate the soul. So the halakha over here really is that we should not be so in a hurry to go run and tell people bad news. Even somebody that's hayav in the avelut, you see, that there's not an obligation to run and tell him unless he's a one that's going to recite the Kaddish. That should be pointed out that it is permissible to announce a levaya in order that people want to go fulfill the mitzvah. But our custom, we shouldn't have such a custom anymore, but the custom is that they announce that there's going to be a mitzvah, which means they don't even like to say it in a in an open manner, in order that they shouldn't have to be the bearer necessarily of bad news. So there's an interesting Imre Emet on this Gemara. Imre Emet says that the Ramban writes, Umotzi diba, diba is a lie. Somebody that says a lie is a kisil. Like the Meragelim, it says, Vayotziu diba ta'aris. So you see the word diba means a lie. So where do you see from over here, bearer of bad news? It seems from the Pasuk, one that lies is a kisil. Not the one that is the bearer of bad tidings. So he explains like this. It says when the tzaddikim pass away, their death is like when they're sleeping. And Tehiyat HaMetim is going to come, it's just like you're waking somebody up from a sleep. Which means that tzaddikim don't die. So therefore, if Rabbi Yeshua would have come back and said, Rav Kahana, he died, it's not true. Tzaddikim don't die. If anything, he went to sleep. So if it was, how can I tell you he died? He didn't die. And that's the depth of what the anyan is. That really, the death is not a death. It's only a temporary sleep until the person wakes up for the eventual resurrection of Tehiyat HaMetim.